Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There's been another mass shooting. This time it was at a medical building on a hospital campus in Tulsa, Oklahoma. From member station KOSU, Beth Wallace reports the shooter killed several people before taking his own life.
There are five dead, including the shooter, and police believe the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And the killings drew a quick reaction from local representatives and federal officials, including the White House. Officials haven't yet released the victims' names, and police say the shooter is a Black male between 35 to 40 years old. Police haven't yet identified a motive for the shooting.
Beth Wallace reporting. The Tulsa attack comes as more funerals will be held today for the victims of last week's mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 21 people. Funerals for 3 fourth-grade children are planned today. There will also be visitation services for another 3 people. All the victims died in a single classroom. House Democrats will try to advance a series of bills today designed to strengthen the nation's gun laws. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the move to pass stricter gun measures comes in the wake of mass shootings.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee have been working to mark up a raft of bills. One proposal would raise the age limit to purchase some semi-automatic rifles to 21 years old. Others would establish a federal ban on assault-style weapons and create a new federal firearms offense for gun trafficking. House Republicans have taken to social media criticizing the move, calling the markup all for show. The move to advance the legislation comes amid bipartisan talks in the Senate to establish stricter gun control measures. Democrats have signaled that they're making progress with their Republican colleagues, but say it's still too early to know whether they will get the 60 votes they need to pass such legislation. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The chief operating officer at Facebook is stepping down from Meta. That's Facebook's parent company. NPR's Bobby Allen reports Sheryl Sandberg is credited with helping to build the social media platform into one of the largest advertising companies in the world.
Sandberg came to Facebook a seasoned advertising executive 14 years ago. At the time, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was in his 20s and inexperienced. Sandberg was often called the adult in the room. She oversaw advertising strategy, hiring and firing, and other big picture management tasks Zuckerberg didn't want to do. Sandberg wrote the best-selling book Lean In, which encourages women to become more assertive in the workplace. And that made her into something of an executive celebrity. She used those skills to lobby lawmakers and regulators when Facebook has found itself engulfed in scandal over the years. Sandberg will officially leave this fall. She remains on Facebook's board. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, pays NPR to license NPR content. You're listening to NPR News. President Biden will receive the Secretary General of NATO today at the White House. The President and Jens Stoltenberg are expected to discuss the Secretary General's plans to hold a meeting soon. Stoltenberg wants to talk to diplomats from Finland, Sweden, and Turkey. Turkey is opposing Finland and Sweden's requests to join NATO. The Israeli parliament has passed a preliminary vote to ban the Palestinian flag at Israeli state institutions. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv. This comes at a time of heightened tension between Israelis and Palestinians.
A bill to ban the Palestinian flag at publicly funded Israeli institutions has passed an initial vote in parliament with support from Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. The bill still needs further votes to become law and might not advance soon because of opposition from non-right-wing parties in the government. The idea came after an outcry over Palestinian demonstrators waving Palestinian flags at an Israeli university. Recently, Israeli police confiscated Palestinian flags at the funeral of a prominent Palestinian journalist killed covering an Israeli army operation. In recent days, soldiers have killed 2 Palestinian men in clashes in the occupied West Bank and a Palestinian woman who the army said approached with a knife. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A senior official from the World Health Organization says the WHO thinks the coronavirus outbreak is getting worse in North Korea. Agency officials are asking North Korean officials for more information. North Korea claims the situation is getting better, but these claims are widely disbelieved. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.